Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called Should I Use Call Tracking Numbers or Will It Hurt NAP Consistency? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. So are you worried that using call tracking numbers could mess up your business's NAP consistency? A lot of agency owners and local business marketers tell me they're afraid that tracking numbers might sabotage their local SEO. Let's clear this up once and for all. Can you have both accurate data and great rankings, or is it a trade-off? First, let's get on the same page with NAP consistency. That's your business name, address, and phone number, and no exaggeration. It's foundational for local SEO and Google Maps rankings. Even small mismatches, especially in your business's phone number, can confuse Google's algorithms and throw trust signals out of whack. And when Google's confused, you're not going to get the results you want. Now, what exactly is a call tracking number and how does it even work? Simple. A call tracking number lets you see which ads, campaigns, or even web pages are driving phone calls. The typical setup assigns a unique phone number to each traffic source, so you know exactly what's working and what's not. The concern here is obvious. If your phone number changes across different directories or listings, your NAPI data gets messy, and that can hurt your ranking. Can you use call tracking without tanking your tracking NAP consistency? Good news? Absolutely, as long as you're careful about where that tracking number shows up. The best practice is to use dynamic number insertion, or DNI, on your website. DNI swaps in a tracking number based on how someone found your site, but it never touches your official business NAP anywhere else. The trouble starts if you get creative and swap your official phone number on business directories or your Google business profile with a tracking number. Don't do that. Keep your NAP consistent everywhere Google looks. Here's my no BS, actionable takeaway. If you want call tracking data and strong local SEO, do both. Use your real phone number on every directory on your Google profile and all official assets. Only use tracking numbers on your website with DNI scripts. And make it a regular habit to audit your citations using a good citation tool to spot mistakes and fix them fast. Bottom line, tracking numbers on your site are fine. Changing your NAP across the web is not. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.